my mind, even last night when I was not even studying, I was just thinking and pondering upon things, and the Lord just brought to my mind, I remember that at that time, when that happened, the Americans gathered together. They gathered together. I don't know if, Pastor, you're probably about the same age I am, probably, right? But long time. Anybody's here that was during the day that happened in Pearl Harbor? Anybody alive here? Anybody? Anybody here that was during that time? Yes, one. One.
Don't remember much about it, but I was here.
Okay. Do you remember, sir, how people gathered together at that time and unity?
I remember hearing about it.
You've been hearing about it, okay. So the folks gathered together in unity at that time. I'm trying to make a point here. I'm setting the premise here, okay? And they gathered together that time, and it was one in accord. They went after the enemies. The enemies was Japan, Germany, and Italy, believe it or not, Italy. Axis. And they were enemies. And they gathered together, and people flocked to the church. People were in church. And the wives were helping their husbands. And it was an exciting time. But now, we are just the opposite. People are leaving the church. For, you know, for some reason they're moving, but people are leaving the church. I've been around in many places here in America since we've been back, and it's sometimes disheartening. People are leaving the church. People are scattering. So what can we do? What should we do? Well, the Lord spoke to my heart back in January of 2007 about renewal, about individually renewing myself. And I believe today we need to seek the Lord and renew our vows, or renew our Christianity. Renewal. We need that. And I believe individually, if we get set my soul afire, then we'll set our souls afire upon in the church. God be glory in the church. In the church. And so Isaiah chapter 40, one verse. Let's pray. Let's read it first, and then we'll pray. Verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Father, thank you for this wonderful morning. Lord, this is a crisp morning, a cold morning. But Lord God, this is ordained. The seasons are ordained of you. Father, I pray now, Father, that this morning that we look into your word and be charged and be encouraged, Lord, about renewal. I pray, Father, you encourage us now. Lord Jesus, may you bless now this service. Hide me behind the cross of Calvary, Lord God. Fill me with your blessed Holy Spirit. Bind Satan and all those who are led by him. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, how do we be renewed? How to be renewed. Let's look at some things here. David says some things. Isaiah says some things. Turn over to Isaiah, since we're right here in Isaiah, chapter number 6. Isaiah was renewed. And Isaiah 6, verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord seated upon his throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Look at verse 5. And then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King. The King. I like that. The Lord of hosts. The King of hosts. The Lord of hosts. And, of course, verse 8 says, also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? You notice what God says, who shall I send? And who will go for us? That's the first statement God has said. And Isaiah was renewed in his spirit as he saw the Lord high and lifted up, folks. He was renewed in his spirit. Only after Uzziah died, if you notice back in chapter number 1, he was with many kings. He had a string of kings that he was alive. Only after Uzziah died, he saw the Lord high and lifted up. Folks, we need to not look. Pastor Levy's a great man. This is a great church. But we need to be lifted up to the Lord and call upon him, amen, to be renewed in our spirit. We have to be renewed in our spirit. And it's the Lord who's going to renew us. Amen. Psalms chapter 51. David saw some things. Psalms 51. And verse number, let's look at verse 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then, only then will I teach transgressors thy way. Only then, after I've confessed my sins, after I've got a hold of God, then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. I tell you, what a wonderful thing to be renewed, amen, renewed in our spirit. Lamentations, book after Jeremiah, what a the weeping prophet. And Lamentations chapter number 3, verse 40. Let us search and try our ways. And turn again to the Lord. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts with our hands unto God in the heavens. Verse 51. My eye affected my heart because of all the daughters of my city. Now, my eye hath affected my heart. See, when you see the eye gate, when you're looking at someone, it should affect your heart. When you see someone that's lost and undone, it should affect your heart. It should cause you to be renewed in your spirit. And man, I want to see that person saved. I'm sure I've been around and we have some people that they asked me to pray about for their salvation. I think of one lady in particular, her daughter's she's a Korean lady, wonderful lady, librarian of our Midwestern Baptist College, and she has daughters that are just wicked, and she's brought them up as much as she could, and they've turned away from God, and one even confessed that there's no God. What a tragedy! She said, "Brother Woodley, can you pray for them for salvation? You pray for them for salvation." And I pray for them every day for salvation. It's only then. See, my eyes affected my heart. We ought to be affected this morning, but when we see people lost and undone. I know a particular situation. We were in another missions conference, and this one couple had a father and mother's, the wife had a mother and father, and the father was sick, ill. And the mom was okay, and all of a sudden, he got sicker as the conference went along. and he died. I remember before I had heard the day before that, she had mentioned to me to pray for her father and her mom for salvation. And I said, I will pray for them. And I said, let's pray right now. And I believe that I'm no spiritual giant, but I tell you what, when I was in the Philippines, our pastor, he said, Brother Woodley, he said, when somebody asks you to pray, pray right there. Pray right there. Because you know, if you don't pray right there, you say, yeah, I'll pray for you. And you don't. And I've done that many times before. And I said, boy, I was spoke my heart about that. And he told me that, and I began to do that. And I pray for that couple, for salvation, for the mom and dad. And sure enough, that morning, you remember, love, that morning the pastor mentioned that she was at the hospital with her father, and he was really ill, and he could pass that day. And I believe that he got saved. And she had asked for courage. She asked for courage to witness to him. Praise the Lord. See, pray. Be renewed in your spirit, amen. I know I'm still praying for the mom. I haven't heard anything, but I'm still praying for the mom every day. And so David saw something. He was renewed in his spirit. And Isaiah saw something. He's renewed in his spirit. Now let's go back to sermon proper. The secret of renewal. What is the secret of renewal? Look at verse 30, back in Isaiah. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. We got, I've seen it. Young men quit on God. Young ladies quit on God. The secret of, but they, verse 30, but they that wait upon the Lord. Sometimes I was listening to this pastor that somebody said, when you got plans, the Lord is speaking to your heart about doing something, we need to be quiet about it sometimes and not say anything until it's revealed. I know that when the Lord called me in 1998, I didn't say anything right away, Pastor. I kept it close to my breast. I kept it close to my heart, and I didn't say anything. I said, Lord, I said, you called me, but you got to call my wife. I stood behind that curtain and said, Lord, you need to speak to her heart. I didn't say anything until I knew, and I began to pray. I don't know how long it was, but I can't even recall how long it was, but it was quick, Pastor, because I remember we were putting our boys to sleep, and they went to sleep pretty early, around 9 or 8:30, 9 o'clock, and she said, I need to talk to you. I said, I need to talk to you too. And she said, I said, you go first. And she said, I've been praying. If the Lord will take away. She was a waitress at that time. She's a server. She was working at a family restaurant in Bill Knapp's. And almost 7 years, right? And she had carpal tunnel. The Lord will take that away from her. She would do anything. Serve the Lord with all her heart and all her soul, all her might. And she said, I believe, whatever the Lord want to do, I'll do it. And she surrendered, and I said, yeah. I said, the Lord spoke to my heart, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, in Isaiah, and I said, let's go do it. It was a funny part about it, because we said, what should we do? What should we do? I don't know what to do. And I said, I got this card in my wallet. She said she got this card in her wallet that she got a long time ago from this mission board. Dr. Vick said, if you're ever, what is your husband doing? And he said, well, he's a school teacher, Christian school teacher. And he said, take this card, put it in your wallet, and if you decide to do something for the Lord, You know how mission directors are. They decide to do something for the Lord. Just call me. Give me a call. And certainly, praise the Lord. It was God-given, folks. And not only that, but I was a school teacher. I was a bus captain and the choir. And it was difficult to tell our pastor. And so I went to, we went to our pastor and I said, I need to talk to you and your son, because he's the administrator. And we went in, and that day we sat there, and it was a Wednesday. It was tensely filled. I mean, it was really, you could cut it. And my wife knows how to just sometimes just say things that get people's attention and get them off track. And she said, Pastor, we called you in here because we want to confess that we got drunk last night. And he just began to laugh, and I said, no, Pastor, we called you in because God has called us to the mission field. And you know, folks, they said we knew it. We knew it. We knew it when you came back, went from the Philippines that after that trip. And so, folks, listen, the secret of renewal, wait on the Lord, amen? Look at Psalms 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Do you fear God? You ought to. You ought to fear God, amen? And he will show you his secret. He will. Look at Deuteronomy 29:29. I love this verse. Memorize this as a young person and still know it. It's a wonderful verse. The secret things belong unto the Lord, our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. Amen. That we may do all the words of this law. So God says, you want some secret things? Yes. I want to bless you. And last verse here, Psalms 91. Sometimes we get in a fret and we get bent out of shape over things. And I know I do. I've been there, done that, seen that. But we need to call 911. 911. Psalms 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Ooh, I like that. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. I tell you what, listen, when an eagle soars, folks, when they soar, they see everything. They glide, and they soar high. When I was in the Air Force, I got these sunglasses called Eagle Eyes, and I put them on at times. You know, it's like a yellow glare. It's supposed you can see a long way or something like that, but I don't buy it. It wasn't really that, Pastor. But I was bought into that, and I got them. But an eagle soars. He sees everything. And we ought to soar. We are to soar. Wait upon the Lord. We are to soar. The Bible says in John 10:10, I have come that they might have life. They might have life more abundantly. More abundantly. We're walking like this. I think I can make it faster. Hold on. And in the Philippines, we have a mango and maasim. Sour. Calamansi. Sour. Or here in America, a lemon. We're not abounding, folks. We're not abounding. We need to abound. We need to abound. Wait on the Lord. Be renewed in your spirit. Number two, the source of renewal. Verse 29. He giveth power to the faint. He. Personal pronoun. Amen. He giveth power. He, Jesus, Jesus giving power, amen. He says, I am that I am. And Moses says, he went on the backside of the desert, and guess what? He was renewed. He stood there, and that bush was burning, and it did not burn, it was not consumed, and he took off his shoes, and he says, oh, holy ground. He's renewed in his spirit, folks. He says, who should I say sent me? I am that I am. And that brother probably can tell you more about that. I tell you, that is a wonderful phrase. And in John, the Gospel of John says, I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. I am the Son of God, the Son of Man. I am the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I am deity. You know when the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they saw that and they said, oh, blasphemy. You know, either Jesus is the Son of God and Son of Man, or he's a liar. He said, I am. He said, before Abraham was, I am. I am. Listen, folks, he is the great I am. He will renew you. He will. I was challenged, Pastor. I'd heard so many sermons about this, about prayer time and getting up early. And I had to experience it my own self. And so the Philippines, the people get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You say, that's early. That's early. I tell you what, I had to re-change my attitude about getting up early. You know about that, right? And the bell goes off. I got up at 4:30, Pastor. Now, we have two air-conditioned rooms. We sleep at night. One air-conditioned room, and my boys had air-conditioned room. And that's all we had. And that's at night. We use that at night until the morning time. And, I mean, my wife likes it real cold. And I have the covers all pulled all over and everything. And it's funny because I can't pray in that room. So I go in the bathroom. And it's got a bathroom that's adjacent to the room. And I go right there in the bathroom. And I got in that bathroom, got alone with God, and was renewed in my spirit. 2007, been going ever since 4:30 in the morning. Amen. And you know what? At 5 o'clock, that bell goes off. Bing, bing, bing. Sinners, come on. I tell you that. You want to be renewed, amen? Get up early, amen? Get up early. Number 3, the sacrifice of renewal. Verse 26, lift up your eyes on high. Lift up your eyes on high. We need a altar of prayer. We need an altar of power. If you don't have an altar in your home, you need an altar of prayer. And that prayer brings power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. We need an altar of prayer. Psalms 34, verse 5 says, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces was not ashamed. When you look unto God, well, I tell you what, Peter and John, they were in the temple, and they noticed that they had been with the Lord. How did they notice that? How did they notice some things? I go certain places in the Philippines, they say, are you a pastor? How do they know that? You've been with Jesus. You've been with Jesus. They'll see it on your face. They'll see it on your face. They'll see it on your demeanor. You've been with Jesus. We need an altar of purpose also. Every man according to his purpose in his heart. This morning, be renewed in your spirit. Amen. When our pastor passed out those things, be renewed in your spirit. Amen. Purpose in your heart to do what the things of God. Thirdly, we need an altar of pursuit. Look at Psalms chapter number 42. And being that it seems like it's so appropriate what the Lord is doing here. In verse number one, it says, "He as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" You know, it's the end of deer season, isn't it? And so, as a deer panteth after the water brook. Are you panting after God? Do you love God with all your heart and soul and all your might? Psalm 63. David is talking about the Psalm of David. He says, "O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee." That'll preach. That'll preach. And it says here in the last part of that verse says, "In a dry and thirsty land where no water is." I tell you what, it's coming a day, folks. You better mark it down right now. It's coming a day when they're going to say, "You cannot solicit it. You cannot go door to door." It's coming a day. They're passing all these laws about this and that. You can't say homosexuality. You cannot say all this stuff. It's coming a day. You better mark it down. And I believe that we need to be renewed in our spirit so we can be strong. Be strong now. Stand up. You've done all to stand. 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 Just stand up. Stand up. The satisfaction of renewal, verse 31, back in Isaiah. Stay with me. Almost done. Amen. Sacrifice of renewal. 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, the satisfaction of renewal. Blessed is the man, Psalms 32, verse 2. "Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and whom spirit there is no guile." I want to take you over to something here real fast, and I may just... the last one is the silence of renewal, but Ezekiel said, just do it. But I want to let you see something here. Isaiah 53. See something here. Why are we, why should we be renewed? Why? Bucket by. Oh, why? Why should we be renewed? Isaiah 53. Well, because of our Savior, folks. It goes back to our Savior. Look at verse 10. And I can read everything, but notice what it's talking about in verse 10 of Isaiah 53. "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong, and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be Can you imagine? He had to be satisfied. Jesus Christ came in the world to die. He was a man, fully man, fully God. We don't understand all that, but yet he had to die. He knew what his journey was. It was to die upon a cruel cross, and the Father had to be satisfied. Oh, that gets me. That gets me. I tell you what. That is the ultimate sacrifice. The Savior, the Father had to be satisfied. No one else. No one else. The Father. Just the Father had to be satisfied. You know what? Just lastly, and finish up with this little thing. Could you imagine Abraham taking Isaac up to that mount and to offer him as a sacrifice? The Lord shall provide himself. Even then, the Lord was doing that marvelous work. Amen. Father, thank you for this wonderful morning. Lord Jesus, may you bless us now. Bless this church. You, Pastor Leafley, and I pray for his dear child, Lord, is sick, and you just touch her body. We'll be Miss Leafley in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, take a break and we'll start a morning service.